Friends, citizens of King Jesus' heavenly kingdom on earth are still on earth. Belonging to Jesus, the new Adam, connects them to each other in a local fellowship as his new humanity. Yet they have struggles and weaknesses. King Jesus the Messiah cares about their spiritual unity and social peace. The constitution of his kingdom in the Sermon on the Mount gives heavenly instructions to handle inevitable frictions. We read in the 7th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, "Judge not, that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Friends, it is very easy, even for those following Christ the Messiah, to become judgmental and self-righteous. It can become a habit to ignore one's own faults while finding fault with others. King Jesus called citizens of his kingdom to follow his lifestyle of humble self-giving, even towards those who passed false judgments against him and ultimately determined to kill him. Self-righteous religious leaders in his day often looked for the tiniest mistakes of others. In contrast, those who belong to Jesus are instructed to humbly focus on examining their own lives before passing judgment on others. Still, Jesus teaches that it is legitimate to pass judgment on imposters who corrupt the holy nature of his kingdom. He said, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you." Those who ignore the holy nature of the kingdom of his new humanity reject Jesus himself as the true Messiah King. His people are his new creation, restored to humanity's original divine image of truth, justice, holiness, and peace. Hallelujah.